This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The primary elections begin in about a month when you, the people, get to speak your mind about who'll sit behind the desk in the Oval Office. Who do you like? We're taking bets and giving odds today, and here's a clue. Huntsman is a long shot. It's Wednesday, November 30th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
The president is in Pennsylvania today. We'll stop in there as well to check in with three small business owners about who they support for the upcoming elections. Texas still gasping for water. The state's lost more than $5 billion to drought so far this year. We're going to check in with a rancher who's trying to keep his cattle's thirst quenched. But you're talking today about the latest adultery accusations facing presidential candidate Herman Cain. A listener, Tasha, in Atlanta says marriage is a voluntary commitment. What does it say about your character if you won't honor that? You can give us your thoughts. Text us the word TAKE to 69866 or just call 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, though, let's check in on our top stories.
More than 1,000 police officers have raided the Occupy Los Angeles encampment under darkness this morning. At this time, more than 200 protesters, that's according to some sources within the LAPD, have been arrested in an operation in which police have vastly outnumbered these protesters. The Occupy Los Angeles encampment was still one of the largest remaining in the U.S., about 250 tents camped outside City Hall. Joining us now from the scene, Benjamin Gottlieb, senior editor of Annenberg Digital News. Ben, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
So you're outside of City Hall. There have been widely conflicting reports on the number of arrests. For most of the morning, it's been just in the dozens. Any sense of how aggressively police took people into custody?
Absolutely. I was there for the majority of the raid. A police spokesman told me that over 200 people were arrested at City Hall today, mostly peaceful. And I think it's also important to note, without the use of water cannons or tear gas.
And was that a deliberate decision in the sense that they're learning lessons from other places around the country? Did the protesters decide on their own to not be confrontational?
You know, to be completely honest with you, I think the era of Rampart Division and Chief Bernard Parks here in Los Angeles are gone. The LAPD has learned from its mistakes in the past, and they really have made a concerted effort to take their time with this and to remain peaceful and as nonviolent as they can.
Well, we'll see if protesters return to at least continue their message, even though they've been ousted from the park. Benjamin Gottlieb is senior editor of Annenberg Digital News, covering that action in Los Angeles. Similar action overnight in Philadelphia. Police cleared protesters from a park near City Hall just after midnight in that city.
Hillary Clinton has arrived in Myanmar. It's the first visit by a U.S. Secretary of State in more than a half century. She's there to promote human rights and gauge Myanmar's commitment to reform, including severing military and nuclear ties with North Korea.
We and many other nations are quite hopeful that these flickers of progress, as President Obama called them in Bali, will be ignited into a movement for change that will benefit the people of the country.
Secretary Clinton will also meet with opposition leader and Nobel Peace laureate Aung San Suu Kyi.
Britain has withdrawn some diplomats from Iran following yesterday's attack on its embassy in Tehran. Also this morning, Norway announced it was closing its embassy because of security concerns. Iran has apologized for the attacks. More pressure on Syria. Longtime ally Turkey announced this morning it's freezing the assets of the Syrian regime, suspending ties with Syria's central bank, banning all military sales. And this weekend, sanctions on Syria by the Arab League go into effect.
Egyptian judges overseeing vote counting say the Muslim Brotherhood are leading so far in partial results from Egypt's parliamentary elections. An American Airlines stock crash-landed yesterday after its parent company filed for bankruptcy. AMR stock closed down 84%. 0.5%. Asian markets are down right now. European indices are up, though, and futures are up. The Dow will start at 11,555, the S&P at 1,195, the NASDAQ at 2,515. So coming up this morning, how much do a candidate's personal values affect what you think of them as a leader and whether or not they get your vote? A listener in Aiken, South Carolina, tells us this. Each decision and corresponding action comes with a price and a prize. This does not disqualify him. It's a reality check, however. So give us your thoughts. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk about that later this hour. First, though, to Pennsylvania to talk with some voters.